Good morning. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Greater Dolores Action is a local nonprofit organization that works to create sustainable funding for scientific restoration and stewardship projects for the Dolores River. This Saturday, June 7th, will be their 11th annual Dolores River Festival, a music and community event that brings people together to celebrate the Dolores River and the many ways it connects us to each other, the environment, and our natural resources. Joining me in the studio this morning is Scott Clough. He is the Greater Dolores Action Board President. Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
And also joining us is Elaine Chick. She's the festival director for this year's Dolores River Festival. Good morning to you too, Elaine.
Good morning, Tom.
Thank you both for being here. Scott, let's talk with you. Can you talk a little bit about the mission of Greater Dolores Action?
Yes, our mission is to implement sustainable community enhancement projects in the Greater Dolores area. And so that's geographically, the founders of Greater Dolores Action had envisioned it being essentially the school district area, so Greater Dolores and then the surrounding county. We've broadened that in the last 10 years to include the watershed, especially the lower Dolores too. So we've expanded it a little bit as the organization has changed.
Becoming more greater as you go. That's right. Well, what kinds of projects have you supported? Like over the past year, what have you been doing?
Well, we haven't done a lot of on the ground projects in the last year. We have been working on rounding out our informational signs along the river. We installed three signs to educate people about keeping the river walk, which was originally a Greater Dolores Action in Town of Dolores project. Keeping it clean, not trashing it, so it's nice for everyone, and keeping the trash and things out of the river, cleaning up after your pets. And we engaged a high school student at Dolores High School as part of a service learning project, because one of the locations we're poised to put a sign is at the swimming hole in town. It gets a lot of use in the summertime, and so the major demographic there are the teenagers. And so we thought, well, let's try to engage a teenager to find out how we can message there. So we've got a little background information that he polled his fellow students on that. So we're going to incorporate that into a site-specific sign there. And then we've got a couple that we're going to deploy out at some of the popular fishing areas there, too. We've also, over the course of the last 5 years, been working. I have volunteered a lot of time, and GDA has approved some funding for a source water protection project. We all rely on the river for a variety of things, including drinking water. And there are six drinking water providers that use Dolores River water from RICO. They mainly get theirs out of Silver Creek, a tributary to the Dolores, and then Dolores, Cortez, Montezuma Water Company, which delivers rural water, City of Dove Creek, and then Toyoak, where I work, gets their water from the Dolores. So we've developed a draft plan that identifies potential sources of contamination in the river, from mining impacts, you know, in the mountains, to the highway that runs along the river. It's a significant, you know, threat of spills along there, to things like above ground fuel storage tanks and things like that, stormwater impacts. So the plan identifies all of these, and then we're going to be looking at how to raise funds, find grants to actually implement management practices to lessen the potential threats there. That's been a long work in progress with five different entities developing the plan, and we talked briefly with the county commissioners a couple of weeks ago about that. So that's a project that's ongoing.
So it sounds like Greater Dolores Action. Are you mostly focused on raising funds for these projects, and then these projects are implemented by other entities? Or does Greater Dolores Action actually get out there in the field with a team of volunteers and actually do these projects?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, like, for example, our metal removal project about 4 years ago, I think it was, we used festival money, about $3,000, to hire an excavation company, and we went out and physically lifted things out of the river with them that day. We took 12 and a half tons of metal out of Carbody Alley that year. Mm. We also leveraged the money towards other projects. For example, the Forest Service and the town did some river restoration from the 4th Street Bridge down to Lost Canyon a few years ago. I think that was probably about 3 or 4 years ago, too. They put in some J-hooks and some other river features to channelize the water, make it deeper and cooler for fish habitat. And so we put some money in on that one, too. But that was just, okay, we raised the money, we hand it over, they do it type of deal. So both, really.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit, too, about how Greater Dolores Action has an impact, really, on sort of the economic picture of our area. Sometimes I think we take the Dolores River for granted. It's kind of always there, flowing along, doing its thing like it has for thousands of years. But how does the work that GDA is doing enhance some of the economic development of this area?
Well, obviously, the river is such a huge resource for economic development around here. Where I work, my day job, I work in Toyaak for the Ute Mountain Tribe, and they couldn't have undertaken a lot of their economic development that they have now without Dolores Project water and the pipeline that runs down there and the canal that runs down there. So there's that side of it. And, you know, the city of Cortez, the reliance on the water from drinking water and water, you know, for all the businesses here. The restaurants in Cortez have, in my opinion, have really improved in the last 5 years, and they couldn't do their thing. You know, we've got a golf course out there, yeah. Beautiful parks. When people come to this area, they see things like Parque de Vida, and they're just like, wow. That would not be green without the river water. We also, with our event, the Dolores River Festival, a few years ago, we did an economic impact of the event, a study. Some students, business students at Fort Lewis College, actually did it for us. And it was a semester project for them. And they attended the festival and interviewed people, interviewed business owners around Dolores, and they looked at our finances for the production of the festival, and wrote up a nice report on you know, what we spend when we, our production budget last year was on the order of $35,000 just to make it happen. So that money goes somewhere, and it goes into local businesses, a lot of it. So there's that aspect too, just what that one day event does for the local economy.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, I'm talking with folks from Greater Dolores Action, Scott Clough and Elaine Chick. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and with me in the studio this morning are Scott Clough, the Greater Dolores Action Board President, and Elaine Chick, the Festival Director for this year's Dolores River Festival. Elaine, let's talk now a little bit about the festival. You've been working real hard to pull this thing together over the past few months. What can folks expect at the festival this weekend? What are some of the highlights for you?
Hey, Tom. Well, I'm so excited to be working with the GDA and being the director of this festival, because it's, you know, it's such an amazing day of how much versatility it brings and diversity it brings for the community. We've got kids' activities as usual. We've got the Crested Butte Dance Collective coming. face painters, a whole kids area. We've got an amazing lineup of talent coming this year. Really excited about it. As usual, we'll have the two stages. We'll have the main stage going on and the side stage for the tweeners in between. So just to give you a taste of some of the entertainment that's coming up, in the morning, kicking off the stage at 11:15 a.m., we've got a really cool a cappella women's choir group from Telluride called Heartbeat. Manhattan Transfer meets really amazing harmonies, just a really beautiful way to start off the morning. And then we're gearing up at 12:45 with the Jaden Carlson Band. She's this dynamo. I think she's like 15 years old now. Amazing guitar player. She's played all of the Telluride festivals, and we're just really thrilled to have her because she's on her way up, and mm-hmm. she's going to be a big star. This gal is someone to watch out for. And then from South Africa, we've got the Pakao. He was born in Guyana and is living in Colorado now and has worked with some amazing artists, major performing artists, and he's coming with a 9-piece band and a horn section. And as well, we've got a Hopi reggae hip-hop artist called Casper and the 602 Band, who's originally from Arizona, but living in these parts now and coming, and that's going to be really fun. And then for our headliner, it's our jam band with Rowdy Shade House, so they're going to bring the house down at the end. And then we've got the side stage going on with some really cool acts, too. We've got Cowboy Sushi kicking it off, and Kate and Andy from,
They're board members of GDA.
Yeah, they're board members of GDA, but the band they used to be in. But anyway, we've got a trio kind of kicking it off, and then another local group called Wake Up Laughing. And then a real good surprise and feature on the side stage is Big Mama Donna and her blues band. And she's an amazing harp player, blues artist, with Ben, who's on upside down left-handed guitar. And it's crazy. So, with the Crested Butte Dance Collective doing the Cirque performance happening. So there's so much. Tons for kids. We've got Zook sponsoring the River Dog River Dog Contest. And we've got free raft rides starting from 11 o'clock till 3. And then one thing to note is we've got our crazy river parade. We're changing the time on that one. Normally it kicks off the festival at 10:30, but we thought, well, we may as well do it later in the day when there's more people to participate, and then we could do the grand entry at the stage and just make it a little bit of a bigger activity. So all you boaters, note that the Costume River Parade is going to begin at 3:30 now up at Riverside Park, so they can register early, and then we'll do a grand entry at 4. And, of course, we've got the KSJD Dry Saloon.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Not-so-dry saloon.
Not-so-dry saloon. And, of course, all of our vendors. You know, we've got some wonderful sponsors who are coming up, Four Corners River Sports and Jack's Plastic Welding doing demonstrations by the river. And a lot of great vendors and information booths on sustainability and what's going on in our area here. And then food vendors.
Always a lot going on and always amazing music happening. I always look forward to the Dolores River Festival because it sort of like brings the local tribe together, and it's
absolutely
one of those summer, should be a really beautiful summer day. Scott, can you talk a little bit, just real briefly, about how folks can find out more about Greater Dolores Action or get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. They can contact me. My number's in the book, phone book, old school there. That's one way to do it. We have quarterly board meetings, and we try to get the word out to the public. We use KSJD PSAs on that a lot. Sometimes we'll put that in the paper, too. Our website is getting is down right now, but that's greaterdolores.org. That will be back in action here pretty soon. Those are the ways to do it. Also, visit the Greater Dolores Action booth at the festival to learn more and meet some of our board and get some information on what we're doing and what we're planning.
All right. Elaine, Scott, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. It was nice talking with you.
Thank you, Tom.
That's Scott Klo, the Greater Dolores Action Board President, and Elaine Chick, Festival Director for this year's Dolores River Festival. Will be happening Saturday, June 7th at Joe Rowell Park in Dolores. You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.